chapter 8, verse 35. In our Bibles, we'll read to the end of the chapter. The Bible says, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." I've entitled the message, "Who Shall Separate Us?" Let's pray. Lord, use your word in our hearts this morning. Thank you for the privilege of being able to assemble on a Sunday and open your word together and hear from you. May our hearts truly be expectant. And Lord, may the Holy Spirit take control of our service and use the powerful word of God in our lives this morning. May we leave changed by its power. And may we all leave and say it was good to be in the house of the Lord. We give you this time. May you be glorified in it. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, some great truths in this passage. Many of you know the passage, but it's always exciting to be reminded of some of these great things as Christians. And the first thing that God reminds us of there in verse 35 is that we cannot be separated from the love of Christ. That's good news. We cannot be separated from His love. Notice it says, from the love of Christ. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? The love of Christ has been manifested at Calvary, as we know. Matter of fact, the Bible tells us that. If you go to 1 John chapter 4, keep your place here, and look at 1 John chapter 4, verse 9. The Bible tells us that the love of Christ was manifested on the cross. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 9. Where the Bible says, "In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him." Praise the Lord. Now look just three books over, Revelation chapter 1 and verse 5. Revelation chapter 1, verse 5, the last book of the Bible. Notice what it says, "And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood." The love of Christ. You know, that's really what the gospel's all about, isn't it? The love of Christ. When we tell people about the gospel, we tell them that man's a sinner and man deserves to go to hell because of his sin. But what's the good news of the gospel? That Jesus Christ paid that penalty. He died on the cross to pay for our sins and rose again from the dead that we might have eternal life. It's about His love. That's what the gospel is meant to tell the world, that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. And so we see that the love of Christ was manifested on Calvary, and the Bible says that through that love, notice on down in verse 37, we are more than conquerors. If you've been born again, if you've believed in and accepted the love of Jesus Christ, you've accepted His payment on Calvary and become a born-again Christian, God says that you are more than conquerors. Isn't that good news? Praise God. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him. We're not more than conquerors because we're better than someone else. We're more than conquerors through Him. Because when we become believers in Jesus Christ, we become part of Him. We are placed into Him. The Bible says, "For by one Spirit we're all baptized into one body." And through Him, we are more than conquerors. As it says in verse 31 of the same chapter, "What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?" Remember that. If God be for us, who can be against us? The devil can't. The world can't. We are more than conquerors through Him. He is on our side. You know, when he told us to take the gospel to all the world, he said, "Lo, I'm with you always." He said in Hebrews 13, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." We are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ. In 1 John 5, the Bible says, "Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." We are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ. David said, "The Lord is on my side, I will not fear. What can man do unto me?" And so we see as we focus on this passage this morning that first of all, we cannot be separated and that we are more than conquerors. Notice what Paul says in verse 38. "I am persuaded." I would hope this morning that every person that has placed their faith and trust in Jesus Christ as their Savior can say, "I am persuaded." God wants you to be. God wants you to have that assurance that you're safe and secure in Christ, that you're persuaded that nothing can change that. You know, the Bible was written for that purpose. Let's look at that in 1 John chapter 5, verse 13. Many of you know this verse. Use it when you witness to people. Because John here in this verse reveals one of the main purposes of the Bible. Here in 1 John 5:13. Look what it says. "These things have I written unto you, that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God." Notice it doesn't say "hope so" or "think." It says "know." We can know that we have eternal life based on the Word of God. And God wants us to be persuaded that it's settled, that we're in Christ, that we are more than conquerors through Christ, and that we can't be separated from the love of Christ. Be persuaded. And if you're not, there's only one place I can point you to, and that's the Word of God. Not church, not man, God's Word. Our Creator wrote a love letter to us. It's called the Bible. And in that book, He told us that we're safe and secure in Jesus Christ. We need to be persuaded of that truth. And if we're not, keep going to the Word until you are. Let the Holy Spirit seal it for you. Go to 2 Timothy. I'll give you an example of what Paul had to say. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. This is a verse that has been turned into a hymn that many of you know. "I know whom I have believed." Notice he says here, 2 Timothy 1:12, "For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed. For I know whom I have believed." Notice what he says. "And I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day." Look what he says. First of all, "I know whom I believed." I know Jesus because of His Word. "I know whom I believe," and He says, "I'm persuaded that He is able to keep that which I've committed unto Him." God wants us to be persuaded that we're safe and secure in Jesus Christ and that we are more than conquerors through Him. Because Paul goes on to say, if you go on down to verse 39 of Romans 8, actually we'll start in verse 38. Paul lists for us all the things that cannot separate us from the love of God. Death. Maybe we should stop there. So death can't separate us from the love of Christ. Praise the Lord. Jesus said, "He that liveth and believeth in me shall never die." That's why when we have a Christian funeral, what do we say? "This is just the shell. They're gone. They're with Jesus." We believe that, not because we're trying to make people feel better, but because the Bible says so. And so even death can't separate us. Then it says life. Life can't separate us. Angels. That means that salvation in Jesus Christ is more powerful than an angel. Think about that. Fallen or otherwise. And angels are powerful. You know, I think some fallen angels have led some people astray over the years and started some cults and so forth. But we don't have to fear because angels can't separate us. Or principalities or powers. That's some big stuff. Because the Bible says Satan is the god of this world. Or things present or things to come. Think about what that means. Nothing in the future can ever separate us from the love of Christ. Nor height nor depth nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now I want you to see in verse 35, he said, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? In verse 37, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. And then in verse 39, nor height nor depth nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God. This is about the love of God. And how we cannot, absolutely cannot be separated from the love of God. And where is that love? Verse 37, through him. And verse 39, in Christ. We are safe and secure. Be persuaded that you are more than conquerors through Jesus. Now, if you would turn over to John chapter 10. And I want you to see that Jesus sealed this for us. This love of Christ, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. John chapter 10, verse 28. Notice what he says here. I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. It's all about being in Christ. And if we're in Christ, we are more than conquerors, and we should be persuaded, as Paul said, that absolutely nothing can separate us from the love of God. Notice it says, which is in Christ. It's all about being in Christ. If you know you're in Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:17, if any man be a new creature, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Behold, all things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. The Bible says when we're born again, we're placed into Christ. If we're in Christ, we're conquerors. We should be persuaded that nothing can separate us. Notice, if you would, Ephesians chapter 1. I want to show you a couple of things that happen because we are in Christ. And why we can confidently say that we are persuaded that nothing can separate us from the love of God which is in Christ. Notice Ephesians chapter 1 verse 6. To the praise of the glory of His grace wherein He hath made us accepted in the Beloved. If you're in Christ, you're accepted. How many Christians are trying to earn God's acceptance through their behavior? You don't have to. You're already 100% accepted in Christ. Now, that doesn't mean God didn't want you to serve Him. He does. But you're not serving Him to gain salvation. He gave it to you. You serve Him because you love Him. If you're in Christ, you're accepted because of Jesus, not because of you. Look at chapter 1, verse 11 of Ephesians. In whom also we have obtained an inheritance. And so not only are we accepted in Christ, but we receive an inheritance in Christ. Look over in chapter 2 of Ephesians. And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ. We talked about this in Sunday school. So not only are we accepted in Christ and receive an inheritance in Christ, but if you are in Christ, you're already in heaven. How about that? We understood in Sunday school how that works. How can we already be in heaven when we're down here? Because we're in Christ. It's done. We may not physically be there yet, but we are there. We're in Christ. We're seated together. It doesn't say we will be there. It says it's already happened. We're in Christ. Now, if you would look over in the book of Jude, the book just before Revelation, and verse 1, Jude verse 1. Notice what it says. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ, brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father, look at this last phrase, and preserved in Jesus Christ and called. Paul says, nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. If we are in Christ Jesus, we're accepted. We have an inheritance. We're in heavenly places. And it says we are preserved in Jesus Christ. Isn't that good? Praise God. That's why we can hopefully, as Paul said, be persuaded that nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Hallelujah. And you know, we as believers in Jesus Christ, as believers in God's Word, should be able to go forth with confidence and serve God with all that we have because of this great foundation that God has given us, this confidence. We're more than conquerors. Nothing can separate us. And that we are persuaded. If that be the case, what reason do we have to not serve God? Think about it. There's so many Christians out there that believe that you can lose your salvation. And one day they're saved and one day they're not saved. And it's all based upon circumstances. Well, today I don't feel saved, so I must not be saved. Or today I sinned, so I must have lost my salvation. Oh, today I got it back. It's all about behavior. Salvation isn't about behavior. It's about Jesus. And if you're born again, you're in Jesus. And if you're not born again, you're not in Jesus. It's really that simple. But if you are in Jesus Christ, then we are more than conquerors and we can be persuaded. Nothing, absolutely nothing can separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Tell others about this great truth. What Jesus is willing to do for them if they will just come to Him. Like that verse we quoted a few minutes ago. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Are you a new creature today? Are you in Christ? Praise God. Be thankful for it. Maybe you're in our service and you'd be honest. Say, truth is, I believe in God, but I don't know that I'm in Christ. I don't know that I've been born again. Jesus said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. It is a requirement to be in Christ if you want to see heaven. It's not about church. It's not about baptism. It's not about good works or bad works. It's about Jesus. 1 John 5 says, he that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. It's all about Jesus Christ. He's the one that died on the cross. He's the one that rose again. He's the one that loved you enough to do everything for you. It's all about Him. You must have Him. You must be in Him. And if you're in Him, you are preserved. If you're in Him, you're a conqueror. No, you're more than a conqueror, according to God's Word. If you're in Him, you can be persuaded that nothing can separate you. We are very, very blessed to be able to stand on these great truths from God's Word. Who shall separate us? God gave us the answer. Nothing.